In the U.S., around half of violent crimes reported to police go unsolved. The changing nature of crime and the technology used to solve it means the job of a detective is always changing, too. WFYI's Drew Dodlin reports on a new effort in Indiana to help detectives keep up.
What are you going to do with that? You going to leave that in a body bag, or are you going to remove that before you put it in a body bag?
A group of detectives have gathered around a parked car. They're trying to decide what to do with a piece of evidence attached to a dead body, portrayed by a mannequin, that's sitting in the passenger seat.
Well, we're going to photograph all that before we disturb any of it, obviously.
Right.
I would think that we would leave it there. Leave it there and have it all packaged up in one.
The scenario is part of Homicide School, a week-long series of lectures and workshops designed for detectives. It's the first time the school, hosted this year by Butler University, has been made available to all detectives in the region. Jeffrey Wager is the veteran detective guiding the group. Wager says a lot of detectives don't stay on the job for long, which he attributes to its high-stress, time-consuming nature. And he says that made him realize how important it is for long-timers to pass down their hard-earned knowledge.
One of the tricks I found over the years is when I wanted to know how long a car's been, when the last time the engine ran, I'd reach up in here and grab like where the motor mount is, because metal will hold the heat that's under there, but it won't get the heat from the sun because it's protected.
Some of the 63 detectives attending homicide school work in specialized units, but Wager says it's important, especially for small police departments that don't have room for a homicide unit, to prepare detectives for any situation.
That's stuff that, you know, a burglary detective might not see, so we're trying to pass along that information and just put it in their toolbox.
One of his students is Linda White. She's worked for over 10 years as a domestic violence detective in Indianapolis.
I don't have the desire to go to homicide, but I want to be able to use all the tools I can to solve my stuff, even though I have my suspect and victim.
White says a class on social media was especially useful, since the topic can be overwhelming to detectives who started long before it existed.
There's still people in my office who don't know how to use the social media.
White says she's been to a number of training schools throughout her career, many of them expensive and far away. She says there's a benefit to a localized effort like this, getting to learn from people who she knows. This is Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry.
Many of the presenters are senior and some even retired homicide detectives, sort of legends in the local community.
The homicide school is the result of a collaboration between Curry's office and the Indianapolis Police Department. Curry says it's important for young detectives to learn fundamentals, things like the complex psychological challenge of getting victims and witnesses to cooperate. But he says rapidly evolving technology makes regular training vital for older detectives, too.
The tools that are available to us that, say, an older prosecutor like me, is something that we didn't have access to even a few years ago.
One of those tools is called NIBIN, a national database for bullets and cartridge cases found on a crime scene. NIBIN can help detectives connect one crime to another, evidence that could be the missing link in an unsolved case. But systems like NIBIN need to be learned. Detective Wager says, like anyone who hopes to do their job well, he's happy to keep learning.
There's nothing I like better than putting a puzzle together. And if I can use a new way to do something to make a part of that puzzle fit, that I enjoy that.
The plan is to start hosting Homicide School twice a year. For WFYI, I'm Drew Dudlin.